message.
Yesterday, we spoke about energy, about vibration, and how like attracts like. Today, we're going to continue the conversation because it's not just about the energy we invest. It is also about what we believe. Many of us have heard the expression that seeing is believing. But in truth, it actually works the other way around. Believing is seeing. Our beliefs act as filters through which we experience reality. If we believe that the world is full of abundance, love, and support, then guess what? That is what we will see because we are tuned into that frequency. If we believe that the world is harsh, full of limitations and hostility, we will experience those energies more frequently. Our beliefs are like programming scripts for our lives. When we adopt empowering beliefs, those that are aligned with love and growth and possibility, we tune into higher vibrations, and as a result, we manifest a reality that mirrors those beliefs. If we believe in our potential, we are more likely to take actions that align with that belief, and the universe responds by opening doors we may not have seen before. And in contrast, limiting beliefs restrict our energy and lower our vibration and create limitations in our reality. When we intentionally raise our frequency, we can consciously create a life that reflects our highest desires. And the key is to tune ourselves to the vibrations that correspond with the experiences that we want to attract. So how do we do that? Well, there are a few things. Gratitude is one of the most powerful ways to elevate our vibration. When we focus on what we are thankful for, we shift our attention away from lack and toward abundance. And that simple shift in perspective has the power to align us with higher frequencies. When we express gratitude, we are telling the universe that we are open to receiving more of the good that already exists in our lives. We can also take time to center ourselves through mindfulness or meditation. By quieting our minds and focusing on the present moment, we free ourselves from lower vibrational states like worry, fear, and regret. Meditation allows us to tune in to the deeper, more peaceful frequencies of the universe. It helps us align with our true energetic nature. Our internal dialogue also directly affects our vibration. Negative self-talk lowers our frequency and keeps us trapped in a cycle of limitation. So when we consciously choose uplifting and empowering thoughts, we rewire our minds to vibrate at higher frequencies. Remember, energy flows where attention goes. So when we invest our mental energy in positive affirmations and beliefs, we raise our vibration and we change our experience. The energy of the people that we spend time with and the environments that we inhabit, that also impacts our vibration. If we are constantly surrounded by negativity, it becomes much more difficult to maintain a higher frequency. So surrounding ourselves with uplifting, positive, and encouraging people helps us to keep our vibrations elevated. And you know, the same is true if we're spending time in environments that inspire peace, beauty, and joy. These all raise our energetic state. Joy is a high vibrational state. And when we follow our joy, we naturally align with our higher selves. So when we engage in activities that bring us genuine happiness, whatever those are, that helps to keep us vibrating at a frequency that is going to attract more of what we desire. When we understand the power of vibration and the energy that we invest, we can shape the reality that we experience and attract the life that we truly desire.